The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Conrad from Puyallup is. Conrad, are you there?
I'm here.
Conrad, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday by chance?
I missed the cheat sheet.
Oh, no.
That's okay. So did I. We're on the same playing field.
Well, let's see how it goes. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Conrad has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Belle.
Correct. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Pass.
What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Correct. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
Yes. How many hearts does a worm have?
Two?
No.
Three, four?
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
Hello?
Could you repeat the question?
How do you summon Beetlejuice? Conrad, is it your phone? Are you okay? What's happening?
I'm in a bad spot.
Well, you ended up getting 5 correct. And I kind of feel like even if you were in a better spot, you wouldn't have done much better.
Wow.
I'm going to put him on hold because I don't think his phone's working that great.
Oh, yeah. He had some issues.
Uh-oh.
But.
In what way?
Phone issues.
Oh, okay.
not real.
I was like,
well,
are we having a therapy session with Conrad?
Oh, and he's no longer on the phone.
Oh, so. No.
Oh, poor Conrad. Get a better phone. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Cinderella.
No.
Oh. Snow White?
No.
Yellow dress.
Yes, that's what I said.
I thought Snow White had a yellow dress. I don't know. Elsa.
No. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
What football team?
Yes.
The Frankfurt Yellow Jacket? The Green Bay Packers?
No.
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
The Seattle Seahawks?
No. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Omega.
Correct. The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Yes. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
You know it. Here's how many Johnny. Hearts does a worm have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
You say his name 3 times.
Sure do.
I'm afraid to say it.
Who is on the $1 bill?
Ooh, Washington.
Correct.
What? Were you not sure about that?
Well,
George Washington?
Thank you. I was like, people are going to text, be like, there's many Washingtons. Blah,
are
blah,
there?
Blah.
There's no Grover Washington.
Or isn't another President Washington?
There's only one Washington.
Okay, that's why I was just taking a moment to think about it and then realized there wasn't and said yes.
Were you worried that maybe Denzel Washington's on the dollar bill?
I don't know. There's been a lot of presidents, Mr. Miggs. You know what? I don't even want to be excited that you won or tell you that. But guess what, Steve? You won 7-5. You're not the best, okay? There's only one Washington that's been a president, really?
That I know of.
Yeah. What?
Never heard of another Washington.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? There's been another George.
Oh. Oh
my. Don't try to follow my brain.
Has there been?
Bush.
Hey.
Right?
No, that's right.
Was that
a took
test?
You a while. To be honest, like, with you, I had no idea. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I was like, you know what? Danny seems to know, so I'll leave this ball in his court.
Well, all of a sudden, I was like, he was president, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Both of them.
Whew. Okay, Disney princess known for a yellow dress. Conrad got this correct. It's Belle.
Belle?
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm Googling Snow White right now.
No, you were very confident about Cinderella at first.
And then Snow White. Look at freaking Snow White with the yellow dress.
But she's not known for her yellow dress.
I knew it.
Literally Google who was known for it. And that's like a skirt.
That's such a subjective question. Not to get all weird. Why am I arguing over it? I don't care. I won. But Snow White always had a yellow dress.
But half of her dress is blue.
The dress part is...
That's a skirt, Steve.
Yeah. You Google Belle right now. You'll be like, oh, yeah. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets? If you listen to the cheat sheet, Philadelphia Eagles.
Huh?
There you go.
Is there a Frankfurt in Philadelphia?
I didn't do this much research, okay? I just Googled. And how many hearts?
Look at Belle. She's got a fully yellow dress.
And now it brings back, you know, right? She's known for that.
No, I had no idea.
Oh, a worm has 5 hearts.
5 hearts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why I guessed one.
Because maybe it was a trick question.
That's fair.
I do that sometimes. Somehow you still won. Congrats, Steve.